Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary? And his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not his sisters all with us? Where did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "Prophet is not without honor except in his native place and in his own house." And he did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. There are many depictions of St. Ignatius. One of the halos you can see the halo and you can see circling his head, these letters, AMDG. That's the motto of Ignatius. And that is Ad Majorem Dei Gloriam. And it's Latin for the greatest glory of God. That would be a good motto for the rest of our lives. It really should be. Do everything for the honor and glory of God. Why don't we make that a motto for the rest of our lives? St. Paul says, whether we eat or drink, do everything for the honor and glory of God. So before you do anything, is this going to give greater honor and glory to God? Examine your conscience and your intentions. So much to say about this saint, but I think maybe I'll just pull out three interventions from God in the life of this saint, and maybe we can pray, examine our lives to see how God has intervened in our life to bring us where we're at now. Don't believe that we've arrived at the top of the mountain yet. We shouldn't. We still have a lot of climbing to do. First is the fact that his soldiers led him to go into that battle. I mean, really shouldn't. He should not have gone in the battle of Pamplona, because there's no way they could have won the battle. But the soldiers allowed them to make that mistake. It was a providential mistake. The second is, I call it the providential accident, that the cannonball went right for his legs. And if you see the movie of St. Ignatius, it's well done. See the cannonball crashing through the one made by the Philippines about 5 years ago. Crashing through the feudal structure, going right for his legs. So that was a providential accident. Third is that God allowed it such that the French soldiers could have impaled and they could have killed him right away. And they could have done that. But they really admired his valor, his courage. So my homily today is seeing the divine providence in the life of Ignatius, but also maybe try to see divine providence in your life. So to transport him from Pamplona to his home in Loyola, or his name was Inigo, but eventually it's going to be Ignatius. He could read. 500 years ago, most people could not read. Those who were most educated would be the Benedictines and the monks. Those would carry on culture in Europe into the Middle Ages and late Middle Ages. He liked the chivalrous tales, the knight in shining armor, going for the damsel in distress. That was his favorite literary genre, as well as that of Teresa of Avila, right? And the mother Teresa of Avila. They liked what we call pulp literature, las telenovelas, if you know your Spanish. Let me ask you a question. What would happen if his relatives were to have brought him that type of reading? He probably would have never been converted, huh? Because that's what he wanted. If you really study the lives of saints in our own life, we see how God has intervened step by step to take us where we're at. So instead of reading Sir Gawain and the Green Knight and the chivalrous literature of the Middle Ages, it was brought to him two books related. The Life of Christ by Landulf of Saxony. Life of Christ. And the other one was written in Spanish. It would have been The Lives of the Saints. And somewhat resistant at first, he decided to read it. He had a lot of free time. And he couldn't be, you know, checking out things on his phone because the phone didn't even exist yet, right? Rather, he spent long hours doing two things. Utilizing his vivid imagination, because he had a very vivid imagination. We all do. The imagination, it's a neutral intellectual gift. We can either use it for good or for bad. And he'd imagine himself asking the hand of the queen, and he becoming Mr. Famous. His vanity was one of his chief defects. He could spend hours just imagining himself winning the hand of the queen. And he experienced some pleasure on the surface of his soul, then he fell into desolation. But then he started to read the lives of the saints. Guess what happened? Overcoming his resistance, he started to read and he stopped back and think. Silence, read, reflection. Kind of like meditation, isn't it? Already he's meditating, even though he doesn't know what it is. That's God working on him. When you read in his autobiography, he says, well, if Dominic can do it, so can I. If Francis can do it, so can I. He didn't say if John Paul II can do it, so can I. He didn't say that, did he? John Paul wasn't born yet. If Dominic can do it, so can I. If Augustine can do it, so can I. If Francis can do it, so can I. If the Desert Fathers can do it, so can I. So that was a catalyst to catapult him into the process of conversion. But you know the rules for discernment. That was a backdrop and the foundation for the rules for spiritual discernment. And he noticed, only after time, that his eyes were opened up a little bit more. The scales were taken off his eyes. The blinders were moved. So that he recognized that there was a difference. some thoughts brought him to a state of, you've heard this word, desolation, right? Others brought him, thoughts brought him to consolation. And that was the backdrop, the foundation of the rules for spiritual discernment. He's the expert in the world. At the very beginning of the first 14 rules, he says the postscript, which means what? These rules that can help us discern between the various motions, mociones in Spanish, in our soul. The bad to reject them, the good to receive them. And I have coined a very short acrostic of two letters, or three letters, in grammar. It's called a conjunction. And it's B-U-T. But. These various movements that are coming within us. But. And that means be aware. Be aware of the various movements. Understand where are they coming from. The good spirit or the bad spirit. And T. Take action. Reject the bad. Accept the good. So that's our message today. God worked providentially in the life of St. Ignatius, and God works providentially in the life of every one of us. It's only if we have silence to reflect will we come to awareness of how God has been working in our lives. So Ignatius went from being a soldier in a physical army to becoming a soldier for Christ. Let's pray that we would be true soldiers for Christ. In the words of the Mexicans, Que viva Cristo Rey. Que viva la Virgen Guadalupe. Let's fight the good fight. Let's run the good race, knowing that the merited crown awaits for all the soldiers of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.